So here's a question for you. Can you trust the promises of God? I mean, really? Given all the things that life throws at you, do the promises of God stand true, or are they somewhere between a bit wobbly and pure fiction? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Look, it's hard, isn't it, when you're going through a rough patch in life, to stand on the promises of God. When your circumstances, when people, when life in general, all seem to be against you, to know deep in your heart that His promises are true, that He will get you through, that the end will in fact end well. One of the reasons that I love the Psalms is that many of them are written by King David of Israel as he looks back on his life and death struggles with the benefit of hindsight, as he reflects on the role that God played in them. So here in a nutshell is David's perspective, Psalm 138, verse 2. I bow down toward your holy temple and give thanks to your name for your steadfast love and your faithfulness, for you have exalted your name and your word above everything. Because God is God, His name is everything. His reputation is everything. When God puts His name to something, that means, well, everything. So whilst David is obviously grateful for the many times that God stepped in to save his life, he completely understands what's going on there. God was achieving His purposes. God, by saving the anointed king of His chosen people, Israel, was in fact seeing that His name was exalted among the nations. How can we know that God's promises are true? Because they're underwritten by His name and His word. And that is indeed God's word, fresh for you today. The promises of God, powerful stuff. Now, before we part ways today, I'd love to send you a free copy of our special edition book. It's called Eliminating Stubborn Sin Once and For All. To request yours, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. But this is the very last week that it'll be available, so don't miss out. Again, that web address is ChristianityWorks.com.